Welcome, everyone. We'll bring our meeting to order. This is our April 4th and 5th GFMP Commission meeting. We're coming to you from here today. We are at the Matthews Training Center. As always, we have a few things that we have to do before we get into business. One thing I will mention for those of you that are here to speak during the open forum, we would like for you to sign in. So if you've not signed in yet, there is a sheet at the back of the room. Please sign us. Sign in so we have it down that you're here and that you visited with us today. One of the first things I need to do is a conflict of interest disclosure. That is something that we have to read at the beginning of every commission meeting, so I'll go through that now. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. And last, if you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have any commissioners that have any conflict of interest that they feel they need to disclose at this time? Seeing none, we will move on. Approval of the previous minutes from our last meeting, which was in March. Those have been placed on the website. In addition, they've been emailed to all of the commissioners to look through, so we've had the opportunity to look through those. If there are no concerns or changes, we need a motion and a second to approve those minutes. Moved by Commissioner Beast.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Walken. All those in favor to approve the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, those minutes are approved. Number three on our agenda, additional commissioner salary days. Often our commission will work with stakeholders and attend other meetings across the state on behalf of the department and those we serve. Do we have any additional commissioner salary days? Commissioner Whitmire.
Commissioner Whitmire, thank you. Commissioners Locken, White, and myself attended a sportsman's group meeting in Fritton last week.
Very good. Any other additional salary days? With that, we do need to approve those salary days. We need a motion for approval and a second. Moved by Commissioner Bartling.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of approving the additional commissioner salary day, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, those days are approved. We will move to number four, the South Dakota Shooting Sports Complex Update. I'm not sure that we have...
Madam Chair, I'll take this one.
Thank you, Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Kevin Roebling, Secretary of the Game Fish Parks. I just wanted to give a quick update on progress as to construction progress. We do have a quick video we'd like to show the commission as to how the dirt work's been progressing out there, 9 miles north of the Flying J truck stop off Elkvale Road. Fundraising has been going very, very well, and we're nearing that $6 million mark in pledges and donations in hand. So just wanted to give a quick update and share this video. The video speaks for itself, so here we go. Had the video working just previously, I promise. So we'll get the audio going here, but you can see a lot of the roads are cut in, the gravel's being placed. You can see all the bays now are in. We're about 100% completion on the south end for moving the dirt. We're about 50% completion on the north end for moving the dirt. So We are well ahead of schedule. We had a perfect winter for construction, so we should be completing the dirt work here in the next couple of months.
And was that it? Very good. Would perhaps maybe we could share that link with the commissioners and we could take a look at it.
Madam Chair, we'll get the audio going too and we'll probably replay that video. Question from Commissioner Call was, how big is the piece of property where we're building this complex? It's 400 acres. So it is a very large shooting complex. We'll have something for everyone there. Again, we're hoping to open this thing up summer, fall of 2025. So we're on schedule for that. And we're very excited to keep the progress progressing. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Very good. Any additional questions on the South Dakota Shooting Sports Complex? Commissioner Logan.
Just curious, do we have an official name for it?
Madam Chair, through the Chair, we actually do have a naming rights sponsor, but we haven't released the name yet, so that's soon to come. Likely to press release next week, so listen for that. So we have somebody that stepped up to the plate that will be given the naming rights for the shooting sports complex.
Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions, comments? All right, very good. Seeing none, we'll move to new staff introductions. I know we have Director Van Meteren. Are you going to do that one?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Rowland. I have six new staff, six smiley faces getting ready to start the park season this time around. Now, we've held off on a lot of our positions over the winter, just pretty standard for us, and then we try to bring them on in the spring, and we're super excited with the six people we have, and I'm going to introduce those now. So, first one on deck is going to be Seth Holford. Seth, if you're attending, if you can give us a little wave, we'd appreciate it. There he is. I've only had the opportunity to meet one of these six people so far, but as you'll see, most of them have started within a week. So Seth joined our District 4 team. Seth is, by the way, the conservation technician up at Lake Ponset Recreation Area. He joined the District 4 team March 26th after a slight blizzard delay. I think we all remember that day. We are very excited to have Seth join us as he's bringing 10 years of maintenance experience from Stony Brook Suites, multiple properties, I believe, in the Sioux Falls area. Seth lives in Arlington and is soon to be with his soon-to-be expanding family. He is an avid hunter, likes to fish, and is excited about working with Game Fish and Parks. Thanks for joining us, Seth. Next one on deck, I have Casey. Okay, thank you. Next on deck, I have Casey Smith. Casey is the new assistant park manager at Angostura Recreation Area. Could give us a wave, Casey. I'm not sure she's on yet. Okay. Casey started working for us March 25th and hit the ground running. Casey is from Montevideo, Minnesota, and has been a proud resident of South Dakota since 2021. She graduated from Lake Area Tech in Watertown, where she started her internships with Team GFP doing goose depredation, then worked as a secretary for GFP out of the Watertown office. And she was last working out of Rapid City as the secretary at the Outdoor Campus West. She now calls Ulrichs her home and is super excited to be a full-time member of Team GFP. On Casey's free time, she enjoys hunting, fishing, and riding her motorcycles. So she wasn't able to join, apparently, by video today. So anyway, familiar face, been around a lot of the department, obviously, with her summer intern type experiences. Next one on deck is Hannah Hansom, the assistant park manager at Snake Creek Recreation Area. It doesn't look like Hannah's able to join us either. Hannah is originally from the Platte area, and her family is happy to have her back. Hannah attended Dort University, which is in Northwest Iowa, and brings District 6 a fresh set of eyes and perspective to the district. Hannah will be valuable in continuing to improve the state offers and to continue to improve what the state offers to our users, as well as bringing a diversity of experience from being an automotive technician, working in customer service, and as a past seasonal employee at Snake Creek. Hannah enjoys spending time in the outdoors, hiking, camping, playing, and listening to music. Hannah is even certified to repair musical instruments. She is excited to start her career at GFMP and experience all that we have to offer. Anna's first day was April 2nd, so this week. I'm not sure we'll need the musical instrument talent, but who knows, maybe we'll start a band. So, next one on the list, and this is the only person I've been able to meet, Seth Saluski. Seth, up there. Seth is the park manager at North Point Recreation Area down by Pixtown. Seth's first day was March 9th. He spent 5 years with the Nebraska Game and Parks. Seth graduated from Southeast Community College in Lincoln, Nebraska, and with an associate's in science. He was active in his school, helping professors do research on rattlesnakes, box and banding turtles. He comes to Game, Fish, and Parks with an abundance of great experience, having worked in both wildlife and park side in Nebraska. He also spent years working on the family farm. Seth and his family enjoy hunting snapping turtles and have been featured in magazines and TV shows. He enjoys fishing, hunting, kayaking, and hiking. Welcome aboard, Seth. Sonny Josephson is our park manager at Hartford Beach State Park, up in the left-hand corner there. Sonny graduated from South Dakota State University, Go Jacks, in the spring of 2023 with a bachelor's in conservation planning and park management, plus a minor in rangeland ecology management. She comes with a variety of great experience, including a summer with Lake Vermilion Recreation Area, as a campground attendant, a park manager internship at Custer State Park, and 2 years as a naturalist at the Outdoor Campus East in Sioux Falls. Sonny's education and experience have set her up nicely to hit the ground running at Hartford Beach. In her free time, Sonny enjoys golf, camping, hiking, watching all sports, kayaking, and fishing, which will help her fit right into the Big Stone Lake area with the other District 3 staff. Welcome aboard, Sonny. And then lastly is Lee Isaac down there in the bottom left-hand corner. Lee is the new assistant park manager at Richmond Lake Recreation Area. Lee started working for us on March 25th and got to spend his first couple days in the snow. Lee has been in Aberdeen for most of his life. He has spent the last 11 years working with his family's insurance company. Before that, he spent time with the YMCA and was a recreation program specialist for Sioux Falls Parks and Recreation Area. In Lee's free time, he likes to spend time with his three kids and beautiful wife. They have spent time camping, fishing, hunting, and hiking at Richmond Lake and Mina Lake. So, welcome aboard, Lee. Thank you for all of you accepting the offers that were made to you, and we look forward to your not only your experience that you're going to bring to the job, but your ideas. I think it's great when we bring new staff on. So, with that, any questions for these folks?
Any questions from the commissioners or comments? Seeing none, welcome aboard to all of you. It's nice to see you, and good luck with Team GFMP. And I know, Director Kirschman, you have some as well.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. I have two staff I'd like to introduce. Hopefully they are on the call. I know they were both here yesterday as we did a new employee onboarding, and so it was a great opportunity to meet them in person yesterday. But both of the positions that I'm going to talk about today are on our habitat crews, in particular here in the central part of the state, one stationed out of the Mulbridge office, the other one out of the Fort Pierre office, again, working on one of our top priorities, habitat and access. In this particular case, the habitat crews working on our game production areas across the state. First, a new employee I'd like to introduce is John DeWitt, again, a wildlife conservation technician out of our Mulbridge office. Actually a native of Iowa, but has been in South Dakota for quite some time. He obtained his bachelor's degree from SDSU, again, Go Jackrabbits, with a bachelor's in wildlife fisheries and a minor in range management. So again, kind of going to come into a great asset as we manage our game production areas along the Missouri River, where many of our GPAs are some of those Title VI properties, that grazing is one of our primary management activities. So this will come into great attribute that John will bring. Another neat attribute is he actually spent three different summers as an intern position for our agency, both out of Sioux Falls and Mitchell, on our habitat crew. So I know we've talked before about what importance do interns play ultimately in becoming full-time employees, and here's another great example of three different positions as interns for us and ultimately becoming a full-time employee. So we're excited to have John on board with us again out of the Mobridge area. And to no surprise, some of his greatest interests are hunting and fishing as well. So welcome, John, to the agency. And then our second employee, Division Wildlife, is Dustin Hackins, again, a wildlife conservation technician out of the central part of the state here, out of the Fort Pierre office. He actually comes to us from Department of Transportation out of the Rapid City area. And even more importantly, he's done a lot of wildlife habitat work and park management work in some western states, including Wyoming, Idaho, Oregon, and Nevada. So he brings a wealth of experience from some of the western states into South Dakota here. He was also a Black Hawk mechanic for the Army National Guard and an aircraft mechanic for Eagle Aviation out of Spearfish, which happens to be an entity that we use from time to time from doing some of our flying and survey work. Graduated from South Dakota State University with Wildlife Fisheries Management degree and played a big part in some fishery technician work while he was there as well. So, and one other side thing, besides hunting and fishing, he thoroughly enjoys restoring old vehicles, in particular a 1971 Camaro, which is his pet project right now. So I want to welcome Dustin to the crew as well, and to both of these employees who are going to be playing a major role in our habitat efforts on game production areas for game fishing parks. So thank you, Madam Chair, for the opportunity to introduce those new staff.
Very good. Thank you, Director.
Recording in progress.